Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cynthia Hyatt, professional psychotherapist and relationship expert. In private practice for over 20 years, Cynthia specializes in teaching individuals, groups, and organizations about how to be successful in relationships, how to handle the variety of differences each gender brings, and ultimately, how to be your own best version. With a dynamic and enthusiastic approach, Cynthia helps each person understand how temperament and gender affects every relationship and inspires her audiences to become all God created them to be. With this understanding, she shares practical tools, resources, and wisdom to guide each person to a transformational understanding of themselves and others. You can find Cynthia on the web at CynthiaHyatt.com and on social media under Cynthia Hyatt, Inc. for current events, updates, and inspiration during your week. And now, here's Cynthia.
Well, welcome to Conversations with Cynthia. I'm so glad you joined me today, and I'm really excited about this show because I have my good friend, author and publisher Kristen Clark with me today, and we are going to be talking about our upcoming webinar that is going to be on February 28th. And this is really exciting. We have some really good things for you, and it's really based on the Romans 12:2 verse that talks about being changed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this really is God's will for you, and it's really up to you to seize this opportunity and to respond to the ability to be able to do this. And we have another contributor, presenter, her name is Dr. Ann Redelfs, and she is just great. I have talked to her as well and had her on another radio show that I do here in Arizona on 1360 KPXQ. So she has a lot to offer, as well as Kristen and Kristen's story. So I want you to really just hear what Kristen has to say today and what she has to offer and what's going to be happening on this webinar. So Kristen, are you with me?
Hi, Cynthia. So glad
Hello.
To connect with you here again. Hi.
I'm so glad to have you. This is wonderful, and I'm excited for people to know what we're doing because this is the first time that you and I have done a webinar together and one with Anne as well. So this is kind of our like launching, you know, our first try at this, and you have great experience with doing webinars. So I want you to just take a minute and tell people the benefit of webinars and why you like to do them, and then we're going to really talk about what is going to be in this webinar.
Oh, you bet. Gosh, I love webinars. I love attending them, and I also love hosting them, so I've done both. The great thing about a webinar is that you can participate and attend a webinar just online on your computer, which means you can do it from your home or wherever you are. If you're traveling on the road, you could do it from your hotel or from your guest bedroom or in your home. But the great thing about it is you can do it in the comfort and convenience that suits you. And so if you want to show up in your PJs and slippers and a cup of coffee, you can feel free to do that.
You know, we talked about maybe we would show up the same way because we're going to be on webcam. So maybe we'll get our cup of coffee and be in our PJs and just really have a good time.
I think that sounds great. And so with the webinar, people are going to actually connect online. And so once they register to sign up, they'll get a link that they can connect online, and they'll get to see us with our webcams, and they'll get to hear us. We won't get to hear our attendees, but we'll get to interact with them. They can type messages and questions in the chat box, so we will have a very engaging dialogue. It should be really fun. But anything that we show on our screen, so any presentations and any content that we're going to provide, they'll actually be able to see that right on their display. So it's a very powerful tool, and it's really great for reaching out to people at all places, right? So across the country, across the world, really helping to expand our reach and provide a community, if you will, an online community of people who are searching for information in this particular subject matter. I'm super thrilled about it.
Well, I think it's going to be really fun because, you know, people are going to be able to see this PowerPoint presentation of what we're doing. And it's going to be a lot of inspiring dialogue and really practical information about what we're doing. And you're going to have a presentation. I'm going to have a presentation. Dr. Redelfs is going to have a presentation. We're going to be giving away a lot of different you know, some free products. We're going to be offering some discounted coaching, and it's really going to be an exciting time to really understand that you really are a woman of worth, and we really want you to believe it. And, you know, you're going to really talk about helping people discover this fresh perspective from God's Word, that it's going to help you them to really embrace their own value and worth as a daughter of the King. And I think that, you know, you've talked some about how you conquered low self-esteem and developed, you know, confidence as a spiritual mindset. And, you know, you've had numerous journals and magazine articles and inspirational short stories and have been published even in Chicken Soup for the Soul. And, you know, to go from somebody with low self-esteem to be accomplishing this much and having the confidence, because it takes a lot of confidence for us to put ourselves out there, you know. And so it's really a phenomenal story that you have to see you go from, wow, I was this person with low self-esteem, no confidence at all, and now look at the things that God is able to do through me because of the healing that you've been afforded.
Yes, thank you for that. It has truly been an amazing adventure, and it all started out with just someone reaching out to me one day and saying, you know, Kristen, I wish you could just learn to see how God sees you because you are amazing. Mm. And it started with me not really knowing why I was amazing, and then especially not knowing why God, you know, how God saw me or why he would think
right.
I was amazing. And that began my journey. I was curious. That just the way she said it to me, and I was right at the right time in my life where, you know, I was tired of feeling insufficient. I really wanted more for my life. And her comment inspired me in a journey of self-discovery right in the scriptures, right in his word. And it was just a great place for me to find myself. And it was through his word that I really did come to learn and understand how highly and how valued I am to him, how highly he thinks of me, how valued I am to him, and what my role really is in his kingdom. And once I could embrace that, oh my gosh, there was no stopping me. There's really, to my true heartfelt opinion today, there's not anything I can't do. If he gives me the vision and he gives me the inspiration for it, he will also give me the tools and carve out a path for me. I just have to walk through it.
And see, I think that's amazing because kind of what we want the listeners to hear today is that we want to be that person in their life, the same as that woman was in your life. We want to be that person that says to these listeners and to ever, you know, the listeners invite to come, that you are a person of value and you don't know how amazing you are. You don't know how phenomenal you are and how God really sees you and how he feels about you. And the whole idea of doing this webinar is that we're wanting to take advantage of the 21st century and be able to use all kinds of mediums so that people can truly experience that. You know, it's one thing to read it out of a book. And, you know, you and I, we author books, and so I'm very I very much like to use that medium of the written word. But it's another thing to actually feel like you're a part of it and you're getting to experience it and that you're hearing it on a relational level from someone, because that makes it that much more true. You know, it's when we see that Jesus, a majority of the New Testament is about Jesus interacting one-on-one, even though he spoke great sermons to, you know, the 3,000, the 5,000, it was his one-on-one interaction with people that really dialed down the point that you are valuable, you are worthy, you are wanted, you are loved, and you have a calling on your life that God is wanting you to have the confidence to walk out. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. I love that. Absolutely. And I think we can all think of one, two, you know, a handful of people that would, you know, that we want to have benefit from that relationship and benefit from that
yes.
experience. And again, like you said, that's the great thing about technology like this, reaching out to others and connecting, you know, globally, really. It's so much easier to do when we have technology to support us. And I'm hoping that we can do that when we come together on Saturday, February 28th. I'm super excited.
Well, and I think that, you know, this whole idea of how on a daily basis the enemy is assaulting us and wanting to tear us down. And we partner with him unknowingly many times. I mean, sometimes we know that we're thinking negative thoughts we shouldn't be thinking, but they feel so natural to us and they feel so real. And sometimes they feel so true that it's really hard to resist it. And I think in this webinar, what we're going to do is really give people a way to constantly be, you know, finding that reference point, to constantly be regrounding themselves in what the truth is. And, you know, you and I talked earlier about this whole experience you had about the compilation of the book that you were working on, because you are a publisher. And I love the story, because it really shows that no matter how far you come, the enemy still tries to get in. He never can be creative, so he doesn't do anything new. He always tries the same old attacks in the same ways. And if we're not on guard, it can get in. And you experienced that recently. So tell the listeners what that experience was like and how you worked through that.
I did, gosh. So, yeah, so I am a publisher because one of the ways that I help women build confidence is by helping them narrate the details of their traumatic experience so they can write it down and write it down for publication. And so we have a publishing company. And we were asked recently, my husband and I were asked recently to publish a compilation book of inspirational short stories by a particular group of marketing experts. And these are men and women,
wow,
entrepreneurs who are marketing
right
experts. And so I started this process of reaching out to these individuals and collecting their stories, and I was reading their bios, and I started to realize that these people are big people in their industries. I mean, these people are truly experts in their field, and they're making big money. And by big money, I mean 6 or 7-digit income.
Right.
And so I started to all of a sudden feel like, oh, these guys are big, big deals. You know, they're kind of big in their industry, and maybe I'm not the right person to do this. It was amazing, the flood of emotions and the flood of that self-negative thinking that started coming through my head that told me I'm not the right person, I'm not sufficient, I'm
right
not equipped, I can't do this. And again, you know, even with the years of practice I've had in building my confidence and self-esteem, I still went through about an hour and a half period when I was getting really bogged down and plagued by this negative thinking and this distorted idea that I was playing with. And finally I just jumped right back to one of my favorite verses, Psalm 139:17-18, which reminds me, it tells me how precious are your thoughts about me, O God, they cannot be numbered. I can't even count them, they outnumber the grains of sand. And when I look at the word precious, oh my gosh, it means rare and worth a lot of money and very valuable, too important to be wasted or used carelessly. And then right there, I'm like, okay, you know what? I am right where I'm supposed to be, doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. and it gave me that confidence again to remember, you know, there are no coincidences. God put me here for a reason. I am equipped. I can serve the need. And so I was able to continue on my adventure and honor my obligation, and that was a really big deal for me. But my husband and I laughed about the fact that even today I still too can find myself in those periods where I'm entertaining that negative thinking. As long as I don't let it impede my efforts, that's a good thing. But how can I get myself out of that spiral downhill where I no longer want to fulfill my noble purpose and participate, right?
Well, I think it's amazing, because it's this, like, when you first were telling me this story, and you're like, yeah, and I was like that for about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I think that the listeners would love to only feel these feelings for an hour and a half. Excuse me. That they would love to be able to say, I only fell into that pit for an hour, 15 minutes. And that's the goal. It's not that we're going to eradicate and we never deal with it again. That's not even possible. But it's being able to get that mind style, the way that we think, become that lifestyle as well, so that, you know, we're really walking out what Christ has for us, that when the enemy comes in and assaults us, when the world is bullying us or hard on us or rejecting, or when we feel abandoned, when we ourselves are our own worst enemy, that we have those tools to say, I am not going to stay there. I'm not going to stay experiencing feelings of doubt, unconfidence, you know, rejection, feeling less than, comparing myself. I know how to get out of this pit, and the enemy is not going to win. And I think that's what's
exactly
so powerful, is that, you know, you went from feeling that all the time before you had that, you know, your transformation and salvation experience, to now only feeling it for a very, very, very short time. And I think it's so poignant to... Yes, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. It is, and, you know, I love what you said, too. For me, it's a journey of progress and not perfection, right? Because
right.
I will never master this 100%. But you're right, I've come a long way. And when I look at, wow, only 90 minutes, that wasn't too bad. It used to be 90 minutes.
Exactly. It used to be my lifestyle. Now it's a
exactly.
moment. And I think that's huge because, you know, that is always... such a slam in the face of the enemy, you know, when we just go, you know what, you tried again, but I am a conqueror, and I am an overcomer, and you cannot keep me down, and I know the truth, and the truth will set me free. And it's
exactly.
really having those
that.
Tools, yeah, to be able to really integrate them, incorporate them into our being, into our soul, because it's one thing to have it in our head. Sometimes it's painful to have it in your head, and you still can't experience it in your heart and your gut. You know, but this is a process of moving all that really true information into our very being, into the core of our being, not just our head, not just our brain, but within our heart, that we know the truth and we can stand on the truth.
Well, and one of the things I'm so excited about for the three of us coming together on Saturday, February 28th, is that, you know, everyone who attends is going to walk away with resources to help them take the information that they heard during that seminar, that webinar, and apply it moving forward, right? And so being able to take information and the practicality of the information so that they can practice it in their daily affairs is just so valuable. I think that's what so many of us need. It's one thing to hear something and know it intuitively. It's another thing to be able to take it and apply it and practice it in our daily living.
You know, and I just had this thought, you know, because you and I have talked before about, you know, this whole idea of putting it into our daily living. And I know that listeners that are listening, you know, are certainly impressed by the confidence level that you have as you are, you know, on this show with me. But I think it would be really helpful for listeners to understand that both you and I score and test as introverts. And, you know, it's really fascinating because people are always shocked when I tell them I'm an introvert. And when you and I were talking the other day as we were planning this whole thing and we're going through the, you know, the protocol and the medium that we're using and the particular analytics, you know, that you're like, no, I'm an introvert. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, because that's how much God can do within us. When we have the confidence to know who we are and what God has called us to do, then even when our temperament or our personality might otherwise not afford that, He is even able to help us to walk out our calling, even in spite of sometimes the way that we're made. And so, you know, here we are, these two introverted people, with a ton of extroversion showing, because we know who we are, and we know that God loves us the way that we are, and that He made us this way. And so I think it's just important for people to hear that and understand that.
It is. I love that. And I'm so glad you reminded me of that conversation. Oh, my gosh, that was so funny. And for me, it's about my authentic self. And,
yes.
and I am free. You know, I'm free to be me when I'm walking with the King, right?
Yes,
I'm free
exactly.
to be who He created me to be when He is holding my hand and guiding me through and loving me all the way. That's
and see, it, yes, it really is fun to find out that who God made you to be is really what He intended, and He really had good thoughts about it, like you're saying in the Psalms 139. But He has these precious thoughts toward us, and He is not confused by how He created us. He's not dismayed by how He created us. And He knows exactly how to get our heart to be shown to the world in a way that is authentic. And the presentation, because, you know, you and I, being introverts, means that we need a ton of time to ponder and think, right? Well, you know, once I really acknowledge that, then when I do come out to present things, I have a lot to say, and it's well thought out. And so God knew what He was doing when He created me this way, that it would actually help me when I really learned what that meant and how to really be myself. it became a really important piece of how I present myself, which I would have never I would have never known that, you know, before.
It's so true. It's amazing. And you know, I talk a lot about confidence as a spiritual mindset. And really what I'm talking about is seeing myself as God sees me, and the whole self-discovery process of finding myself in His Word. You know, I read a lot of books. And what's amazing to me is that even the high performers, peak performers, no matter what field they're in, peak performers who coach or write or mentor or, you know, talk about and help others become peak performers, they almost always have the same chapter in all of their books, the same chapter in all of their talks, which is almost always about confidence. And it's amazing to me how many of us struggle with confidence in general. And confidence can be the biggest barrier to accomplishing our goals and our purposes. And when God puts a goal or purpose in my heart and it's truly, you know, He's truly giving me the desire of my heart, the last thing I want is my confidence to stop me from being able to fill that out, because that's all part of His grand plan for me.
Exactly. And see, you know, there's so many things that I think if we understand the issue of time and being retrospective, that we don't want to live a life that says, oh, wow, if I would have had the confidence, I would have done such and such. You know, we really want to remove the shame out of being authentic. We really just want to say, you know, I did a whole blog on, you know, the only way that humans learn is by making mistakes. There just isn't any other way to really learn. I mean, we can read what other people do, and that's helpful, and that's wisdom, so that we don't want to be foolish. We really want to learn from other people's mistakes. But at the same time, if it's the first time we've ever done anything, or the second or third time, it's a developmental process. And God knows that about us, and He knows that's the whole process of learning. And so we, you know, when we're learning to drive, we have a driver next to us that sometimes even has that steering wheel that they can take over the car, because they know we're going to make mistakes. And so we really want to recognize that our confidence needs to be not in how well we perform, but in who we're performing for, that God's asking me to do this. And I'm confident that He's asking me to do it.
And I would even say performing with, right? Because,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
God doesn't need me to do all of His great things that He has planned, but He certainly invites me to participate in them with Him.
Absolutely. Exactly. And it's knowing what my piece of the whole process is, and that God is saying, you know, I have this goal, I have this vision, I have this, you know, His heart for the world, and you're the only one that could do it in the way that I need it to be done, which is the whole point of you and myself and Dr. Red Elf's doing this all together, is that we're all saying a lot of the same thing, but we need it said in different ways with different styles and a different process and heart and experience. So that, you know, someone may hear something from me and just go, you know, I don't really get that. I'm not sure what she's talking about. And then she may hear, you know, Anne and go, that's what I needed to hear today. Or, you know, someone may listen to both Anne and myself and go, you know, I'm so glad I listened to Kristen, because that made sense to me. And so even though we have the same goal, the presentation and who we are is going to fit for different people. And God knows that.
Yeah, and I love that too. God is so good at finding the right people to help me hear the message I need to hear at the right time, because He knows what's going to resonate with me.
Exactly.
And having the three of us together, it's going to be the same way for everyone, every one of us on the call. You know, we're all going to be resonating with different comments made by the three of us. And even the comments that we get in and the questions that we get in are going to take that whole conversation to another level. That is so exciting. I can hardly wait.
It's very exciting. So can you tell the listeners some of what, like, just maybe a little bit of what it looks like? Like, we're going to be having PowerPoints as well as them watching us present the PowerPoint. But they'll get those notes. They'll get to take a lot of those notes. And then we have some other giveaways and some prizes. And so kind of give an example of that or some information about that.
Yeah.
And how to sign up for it as well, how to sign up for it.
Yeah, so please visit, you can visit Cynthia's website or mine. You can visit his site of thelookingglass.com. It's all one word. It's spelled just like it sounds, his side of thelookingglass.com. And right there you'll see a picture. Look for pink hearts. Look for the fun girl. Look for the words, becoming a woman of worth. Click on that button, and it will take you to details to register and sign up for the event. And once you register and get signed up, you'll actually get a couple of reminder notices. You'll get some reminder emails. You'll get one the week before the event, one the day before the event, and one an hour before the event, so you won't miss it. And then you'll also have a chance during the event. You'll see us. You'll see what we're presenting. You'll hear us. You'll interact with us by typing. We'll show you how to do that when we connect. You'll type in the chat box. You can type comments, questions, any words of truth or knowledge that you receive you want to share with the group, prayer requests, you can do that. Mm-hmm. We're going to interact our three different topics in our time together. It's a two-hour session, so all three of us will have some time together. We're going to have some book raffles. We're going to give away some books, so you have to be present to win. And then we're also going to have some other giveaways. We're going to have a poster giveaway and a couple of courses to give away. And then at the end, we're all going to follow up with all of the attendees to make sure you have the practical tools that you need to move forward, right? So what you hear, we're going to make sure you have checklists or fact sheets or list of scripture verses, things like that to help you move through the rest of your week and on into the rest of the year, really. And then each of us are going to offer some discounted coaching opportunities. If you hear something you really like, something that resonated with you that Cynthia said or that Dr. Ann Redolf said, you're going to find yourself naturally drawn to that message and that style of coaching, and we're going to have some opportunities for you to connect with those individuals. I think Anne's even giving away some listening sessions, and mm-hmm. that will be really exciting to hear her talk about her listening sessions. I'm going to be giving away the first three chapters of my book, Becoming a Woman of Worth, Creating a More Confident You. And so everyone will walk away with something. We'll have a few winners for some prizes, and then everyone will walk away with something. And it should just be a real exciting, fun morning. Very encouraging, inspiring. You know, I know that by divine appointment, God will be present, and I can't wait to see
yes.
what he has planned for the time, our time together as well.
Well, it's really going
to
so, be really looking forward to it. So
yeah.
I really want to encourage the listeners, too, that, you know, this show we're doing today, this is on demand 24/7. So if you like that and you want to encourage other people, please just send them to Blog Talk Radio or to my website. They can listen to this show and get an idea of what it is. We also are wanting it to be, you know, highly relational. So, again, if you want to scholarship someone to be a part of this webinar, that would be great as well. So we're just really looking forward to the event. And, again, it's February 28th. And it's going, in terms of nationally, it's going to start either at 11 and go all the way to 1. So depending on the time zone that you're in, it's either going to be, I think we said that Pacific time was going to be 8 to 10.
Yep. Right, exactly.
And
8
then,
to 10 Pacific time.
Right, and then Mountain time is 9 to 11. Central is 10 to 12. And then Pacific, is that right? No, I'm sorry, I just
it's
said Pacific.
Eastern.
Eastern time
Eastern.
Is then 11 to 1. Right.
Yep.
So it's an easy part of the day to do. And so, Kristen, I'm so excited to do this. And we have about maybe 30 seconds left, 45. Do you have anything else you want to say as we're wrapping up?
You know, I just want to say that this month is Valentine's Day month. And so
yes.
also remember that God loves you. And invest in yourself by joining us on February 28th to find out just how much.
Absolutely. And that is really a word from the Lord, that we really are his sweetheart, and we don't know that. We just really don't get that. So thank you for joining us today. This is Cynthia Hyatt with Conversations with Cynthia. You can see this on Blog Talk Radio under Conversations with Cynthia. You can also visit my website at cynthiahyatt.com. Facebook page, love it when you like my Facebook page at Cynthia Hyatt, Inc., INC for Incorporated. And God bless you in your week, and thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Cynthia. Cheers.